Turning personal finance into a game. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. For a lot of people, lessons about investing and personal finance are learned the hard way. Now, Marketplace has a new show on YouTube called Financially Inclined that aims to teach young people about money in a less painful fashion. It's made in collaboration with NextGen Personal Finance, a financial literacy nonprofit, and hosted by Yaneli Espinal, who says digital tools like computer games can help get inexperienced investors engaged.
The reality is, no matter how much you add money to a savings account, you just can't build wealth inside of a savings account. You have to learn about investing to build wealth. And there's lots of ways to invest, but the most accessible, I would say, to pretty much anyone, regardless of your credit score or how much money you have, like, you could start investing with a dollar and a Wi-Fi connection. So I think it's really important for us to start teaching students about investing in the stock market so we can really help them set themselves up for long-term success and not just thinking about this month's, you know, next month's finances, but really thinking about the long-term of their life.
Yaneli shows me an old-school browser game made by NextGen Personal Finance to help illustrate some of what she's talking about.
So right off the bat, you start with some money because, you know, you got to have something if you want to invest money, right?
I've been given $4,000, which is a pretty good chunk.
That is a nice chunk.
The idea is to invest it in various opportunities that pop up in the game, from savings accounts to stocks, and see how that cash grows over 20 years, which in the game is about 20 minutes.
So it's like you kind of need a strategy in this game where you're always going to be able to have some cash on hand that you can take liquid, but also while you're building wealth over the long term at the same time that you hopefully don't have to interrupt.
I'm getting another investment opportunity here. Certificate of deposit. This is not something I'm super familiar with.
And honestly, I don't think a lot of people do know that, but there are different types of savings accounts. It's not just one type of savings account. So right now you started the game with a traditional savings account. Now you have a certificate of deposit, which is a special type of savings account where you can lock the money away for a set term and get a little bit more interest than your traditional savings would get.
Uh-oh. Whoa, something's happening. Okay, ding dong, wedding bells are ringing. It says, I have a wedding and I have to spend $7,000. This is actually a reasonable wedding.
That's a very affordable wedding. Most weddings are more than that.
Okay, so I spent the $7,000. Now I have another investment opportunity that's come up. Index fund. Tell me about this.
Nice. So now you're actually investing in the market. So before, where you had your savings account and your certificate of deposit savings, that money is just held by a bank in an account that's pretty liquid. But now with an index fund, you're actually investing in investments that can be bought and sold on a stock market exchange, which is really exciting because now you're actually buying what's called securities, which you can't really buy in a bank account, but you can buy in an investment account.
Okay. I feel very savvy now that I'm in the stock market.
Now, I noticed that the CDs are blinking and you didn't realize that.
I didn't collect them.
Yeah, now you collected them. Okay. So that money was probably just sitting there waiting for you to collect it for a little while. You kind of got to pay attention to your money when it's unlocked.
So much to pay attention to.
I know, girl. You got to manage all the things. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's cool that it's all in one place here because I think in real life, it doesn't always end up being that way. You feel like you have to manage a lot of accounts.
All right. Well, yeah, we got to the end of the game. In 20 years, I made $294,473. All right.
Assuming you maintain a reasonable yearly growth at 6%, you could retire in another 20 years with $944,415.57.
That sounds like a lot to me.
That's almost $1 million. That's pretty big.
Is that good? Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
For retirement.
That's really cool. So that this is where you kind of learn like what was happening in the game because you were playing against a computer, right? It's not like me and you weren't versus each other. You was you versus the computer and it says, did you know that the computer wins 70% of the time? So you can look below to see what you did versus what the computer did.
The computer's portfolio was all index funds. I feel like that's cheating.
Yeah. I mean, the computer has an advantage because it knows like what tends to work over the long run in the market, which is like simple. Less is more.
And how can games and technology like this really help young people master some of these financial literacy basics?
Yeah, I mean, they're not living it yet, right? If you're 15, 16 years old, chances are you probably don't have an investment account. Most 15-year-olds don't. So the reality is they can actually learn by doing a simulation, right? So game-based learning is actually giving them a simulated environment where if they make mistakes, hey, it's not real money yet. Like, let's have them practice this way and learn this way. And it feels real and they get the real world lessons, but without having to actually put in real money that they may or may not have access to. And also maybe, you know, their families might not be too comfortable with them jumping in just yet. So I feel like if they jump in a little later, but they'll have the knowledge from game-based learning early on.
Now, consumer digital tools have, I think, made investing a lot more accessible to regular people. I'm thinking of the whole GameStop meme stock phenomenon on the Robinhood app. But I mean, is this kind of a double-edged sword? Does it also make it easier for people to maybe get into trouble with risky investments?
It is, 100% yes. But I think ultimately, it's going to do more good, I think, than harm, just to get young people exposed to this type of stuff. And there's all these headlines, you know, like you mentioned, GameStop. If it's not GameStop, it's crypto, or Silicon Valley Bank closing. And that can be really scary. But if you have certain foundational lessons that you've learned that you know are tried and true and information that you trust, especially coming from a very formal financial education and not, you know, the school of hard knocks where you're trying things and making mistakes, then you can, you know, have some trust in the fact that you made a plan, that you are putting your strategies into place for the long run. And adults have to take the responsibility for educating the next generation.
Yanely Espinal, host of Financially Inclined. You can find it on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. There is one other digital tool that apparently a lot of people are using for investment advice, ChatGPT. On a recent episode, we talked to an analyst at the investment advice platform The Motley Fool about its recent survey, showing about half of U.S. adults have used the chatbot for picking stocks. Large language models like ChatGPT can do a great job of synthesizing large amounts of information and historical data. But as you know, if you're a regular listener, they do have a tendency to make things up. So you might not want to trust it with your life savings. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. Rosie Hughes and Daniel Shin also produce our show. Lydia Morell is our intern. Brian Allison is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the interim senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.